Here on Boise State Public Radio News, it's Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. The news is bleak these days. Full ICU beds, hospital resources are stretched thin, conflicts over masking and vaccines, and warnings that things could get worse as COVID-19 once again disrupts life here in Idaho. We do want to take a moment, though, to talk about our mental health and how we can try to take care of ourselves and others during an extended, difficult time. And before we get started, if you are struggling in any way, there is help. You can call the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline and talk with someone there. And that number is 208-398-4357. Joining us now is Lee Flynn, Executive Director of the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline, and Dr. Andrew Barron, Medical Director with Terry Riley Health Services. Thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us. And hi, Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
First question to Lee, then. Please tell us about the hotline. As we've heard on other segments of the show, it's operated mostly by volunteers. Is that still the case?
That is the case. Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline is 24/7, and we are a resource for all Idahoans who may be feeling an emotional distress. And that could be a person feeling suicidal or a person just in crisis due to other reasons. And you are right. The people that currently answer the phones are volunteer crisis phone responders, and we're currently recruiting for more to meet the need. Our call volume has been up all year. And in fact, August of 2021, just last month, was our highest volume in our history.
Wow. Highest volume in history. And maybe take us inside there, Lee. How have your operations been adjusted due to the pandemic? Are volunteers working differently indoors, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, we like many other people, we took adapted and created protocols, COVID protocols, to keep our volunteers and our staff safe. And everyone has really done their part to keep everybody safe. But that said, you know, our crisis phone responders are what could be referred to as, critical workers or essential workers. Mm-hmm. And so they come to the phone room to really be there for Idahoans in need.
Now, I'm curious, you said August is one of the highest. Have these moments coincided with surges in COVID cases over the last year? You know, you think of our spring or summer spikes?
You know, it's really hard to say. On any given year, our volume goes up and down a little bit. We have noticed during the pandemic that, you know, people are calling the hotline for the same reasons they called, 2 years ago before the pandemic. People call for self-reported mental health challenges. The top reasons are depression, anxiety, and isolation and loneliness is in the top three as well. So people are calling for the same reasons they called a couple of years ago, but you know, what we've noticed is the calls, it seems like there's more intensity. People, Idahoans are definitely struggling.
Again, that's Lee Flynn, Executive Director of the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline. We also want to connect with Dr. Andrew Barron with Terry Riley Health Services. Andrew, you work with the hotline, your organization does, and you also serve patients in your clinic for mental health issues. So perhaps I should just ask, what are you seeing now when it comes to mental health as compared to other times, perhaps during this pandemic?
Well, I think, it's pretty apparent that, most of us are pretty anxious and, do get depressed when we look at the news and are also feeling pretty isolated and lonely, especially over the time when we had the lockdowns and people were working from home. And I also think that what's also been occurring is that the human impact of deaths and illness, of having a loved one in the ICU for a month is pretty stressful for most people and difficult to deal with. And we're seeing much more of that, our patients coming in and needing to have someone to talk to about their loved one that, is in the ICU or had died. And then, of course, lots of people have a lot of fear about getting COVID. And so I think all of those things combined, make it pretty difficult. And I don't think we're seeing anything different than what, most of the data is showing. There was a study last year looking at a group of Americans, and I don't remember the numbers, But they in that particular study they did, 1 in 7 of us were feeling much higher levels of loneliness. And that was 25% more than it was pre-pandemic. And so you can just, you know, that's pretty significant. Mm. And then I think the other thing that, you know, people need to be aware of is we serve the underserved, those that are poor, that are, you know, struggling with housing. And so those folks, all the studies show that it's much higher rates of stress and mental health issues for those that are, you know, struggling to have employment, struggling to have housing, aren't making, you know, the ends meet, you know, prior to the next paycheck.
Certainly, poverty and inequality, you just have this multiplier effect. I did want to zoom in onto one thing you just said, talking about the connection between physical health and mental health. I mean, we often treat them differently. Zooming out, how should we think about the patient more holistically?
I mean, that's certainly my approach, and I think it's the right approach. And you know, there's you know someone who has a for example, diabetes has a much higher risk and a much higher in general in the population. If you're a diabetic, you're going to have higher rates of depression. We know that for a fact, and that's directly related to diabetes and other chronic illnesses. And so, we really do need to accept that our body and our mind are intimately linked. They're one and the same. What our mind is thinking, what our body is doing is going to affect, the other. And it can have pretty profound effects, especially now. There's a lot of folks that will come in with, physical complaints that when you do the investigation, you sit down with them, you listen to them, you do whatever labs you have to do, et cetera. And, you know, it really comes to it's really anxiety and stress that's mm-hmm. causing these physical symptoms. And I think during the pandemic that has certainly increased. And I just think that people need to be aware of that. And then it's okay. It's okay to feel stressed, because how could you not be feeling stressed when we've got another wave starting?
Yeah, you bet. Well, Lee, back to the hotline. I think at the beginning you said you needed volunteers. How can people help?
Yeah, we are looking for individuals and community members who really want a meaningful volunteer experience. And so we provide comprehensive training. No one takes a phone call until they've completed 65 hours of training, and then they receive ongoing coaching. So this is really an opportunity for people who want to dig deep. We have volunteers from all walks of life. So a person doesn't have to have any past experience in crisis intervention or suicide prevention. We provide that training. And the deadline for application is coming up on September 5th. So for anyone who's interested, we would ask them to fill out the application on our website at Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline. And there's more information, including the training dates. And we look forward to, anyone who's interested in turning in an application, before September 5th.
I see.
I just wanted to just mention one thing really quickly. I think that we should be aware if we have younger people under 30 in our lives, our children and friends, et cetera. We do know that there are much higher levels of loneliness in those that are under age 30. And in fact, a recent survey showed that 2/3 of those under age 30 are feeling increasingly lonely because there's this breakdown of that social network that they're so accustomed to interacting with. And, you know, I would say if someone is suffering from loneliness, they can have higher rates of suicide. And I know I would guess Lee's folks are probably seeing that with younger folks calling as well.
Well, thank you.
You
can confirm that, Lee. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, that is a risk factor. And I know in the history of the hotline, struggle, emotional distress, or suicidal ideation, or any kind of crisis, we all experience tough times. And in our history, our youngest caller to the hotline was 7 years old.
Oh my.
And our oldest so far was 92 years old. So I would agree with what Dr. Barron said. It really is an issue. And
Thank
and
you.
Isolation is taking a toll.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Lee Flynn of the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline and Dr. Andrew Barron with Terry Riley Health Services. Again, if you're struggling, there's help. The line, the number, 208-398-4357.